This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, this is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad,
and this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yeah,
ha ha.
We're here.
Yeah,
we're in this bitch. Thanksgiving on the way.
Yeah, Thanksgiving right around the corner. You got plans?
Same old, going out to the family lamb.
True.
You know, do that. Do the turkey. Kick it.
You bringing anything?
They don't be wanting much. I might bring some type of dessert.
Coming empty handed?
I'm coming empty handed. I've definitely put it out there. Hey, listen, you want me to bring anything? Nah, don't bring nothing. Don't tell me don't bring nothing.
I will show up.
I will bring just that.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Look at this nigga.
Yeah.
Empty handed.
Yeah. Nah, I ain't gonna
Crazy,
be that.
Crazy part about it, like, my wife is big on that. You know, not going nowhere empty-handed and
right.
shit. You know, and as a grown person, you know
right.
what I'm saying? You know better.
Mm-hmm.
But growing up,
we never had nothing. That's a mature responsibility.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even like going to my grandma, we just show up. Because half the time, we showing up because we need to eat.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, what we bringing?
Right? You know what I'm saying? On. Like, it wasn't even like in the radar of what was
right.
supposed to happen in my little world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what I'm saying. So, I didn't.
So when my wife be so hard on it, I be like, damn, why you so hard? Like, sometimes I might not. Like, it was a time where I didn't have shit to bring. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga invited me. He's like, you going? I'm like, yeah, you invited me. Tell me to come through.
Right.
He's like, you ain't taking nothing. I'm like, you ain't got nothing to take.
Right.
How you gonna go and you ain't got nothing? I'm like, man, motherfucker wanted my presence, man.
They asked for me.
Asked me to be there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be worse if I don't go.
Now you're gonna give me a complex because I feel like I'm coming through empty handed. Now
right.
I feel like it's less than.
But then you just go be yourself and have fun, man.
Bring your spirit.
That's all I ever had was my spirit. So, you know, I do not come empty handed now.
What?
But I'm just saying.
What is your go to?
If it's a drinking motherfucker, it's uh-huh. wine. You know what I'm saying?
But when it's not?
A candle?
Flower.
Yeah, when we was doing the Havanas.
Yeah.
Shit.
You show up to with a candle?
That was go-to. Like, you show to somebody crib, they doing, like, you know, some crib shit. Here you go. That motherfucker love that shit.
I don't think it's some, all right.
Motherfuckers love that shit. Like, even when we do Thanksgiving with this family that we've been doing it with, the Davis Fields.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We've been doing with them for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Last couple years, you know, when we did it at their crib, I brought an orchid.
Wow. You know what I'm saying?
Because that's a nice, motherfuckers that's, like orchids.
It's a highfalutin ass flower.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like one of them things that everybody like. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, it's a beautiful flower. I get that when my lady... She gets older a year. That's like a birthday joint.
Nah, I mean, they had them on sale at the Whole Foods.
Okay.
It was good. It was a good look.
Clearance orchid ass.
No, it was clearance, but it was just like,
no, I'm fucking
they
were
selling them for the holidays. I was like, that'd be nice.
That's cool.
You know what I'm saying?
So you come through with the orchid.
You come through like, haha, this for the house.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? Usually it'd be the lady of the house who be checking what you bringing, so.
Right.
You know, you gotta give to the basically the lady of the house,
right?
You know, the dude be looking like, nigga, what the fuck is that, nigga?
I just hope my lady don't talk shit about you when you leave.
I mean, it don't matter if motherfucker talk shit about me. I don't really care about that because it was a thought. You know what I'm saying? I came, I wasn't empty handed. I mean, I used to be empty handed. All I had was my spirit.
So, yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? I don't care about a motherfucker talking about me, and I came with something.
I think that come with something kind of. For me, that came about, I mean, maybe as a kid, you might, you know, if they have the little class party, you come with some cups, you come
right.
with a bag of cheese doodles, whatever, right?
Nah,
you wasn't participating in
you ever
that.
Seen that meme? It was a cat. It's a cat that be on Twitter. He played the women in the men, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
He one of them type of comedian.
Okay.
Like, well, I don't know if you know if you call them comedian, meme, uh-huh. meme characters.
Okay.
Where he was like, you know, on holidays, you had to do the canned food. drive.
Right.
It's like, we're in a pizza party. If you don't put my shit back in the cabinet, you won't have no pizza party because you ain't taking, put my shit back.
We can't spare none of that.
That's how it was. Not like that, but you know what I'm saying? It wasn't much to be, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers ain't want bean sprouts at the
at the shindig. Man, I remember that, but that's a little small. But then when you start, probably post college, mm-hmm. is when you get into you'll bring something.
Right.
Because college, you wear being a hungry savage as a badge. Yo, what y'all got over there? I'm coming through. Niggas is starving. We ain't got nobody. It's like, but we in college. It's fucking ridiculous, man. Anyway, man. Happy Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. Looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? My son coming home from college. He's actually on the way now. He on the...
Yeah. Riding up, driving up.
Riding up on the bus.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Freshman year woes.
There you go. So this first time back? No, this ain't the first time back.
No, he came through right quick when during the hurricane.
Okay.
The hurricane. This first time, like, he back and everybody, all the other college kids will kind of be back.
Okay, so you get to see his squad.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess they're looking forward to that. You know,
he could regale y'all of stories from the
yard.
From the yard.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. What you looking forward to Thanksgiving-wise, cuisine-wise? You got anything?
Man, looking forward to just stuff in my face, you know what I mean? Thanksgiving, it be so much shit. I don't really appreciate. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't really appreciate each individual thing because it be so much shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you go through it, you get your plate. Thanksgiving plates be big as fuck.
They be like, you know what I'm saying? Netflix queue.
But then it don't never seem like you get full. Like, you get full for a minute, but then you right back at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just a constant, like, I gotta get more.
Because it's such a fucking spread.
Exactly.
Typically.
So it's hard to, like, you know, identify, okay, I'm looking forward to this one thing. I'm looking forward to the whole gluttonous affair.
And you do it with the family down the block. Y'all do like a together thing, right?
Yeah. So our kids met in preschool. Mm-hmm. So my oldest and their oldest met at 2 years old, the two black boys in the class.
Oh, okay.
And then they've been cool ever since.
There you go. He's in school too? He's in college as well?
Yeah, he goes to Carnegie Mellon.
Oh, shit. Yeah, motherfucking success. That's a seat at the table. That shit, you got to send a motherfucking, what do they call them shits? I couldn't think of it fast enough. What do they call them shits it's almost like it's the corporate, the next level corporate resume, CV.
Oh, the CV.
To sit at the table.
Nah, man, it's just folks, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, it's weird because, you know what I mean? It's like people that's in the world that you probably wouldn't come around or you probably wouldn't cross paths with. But when you have kids, your kids start to disrupt your whole social environment and all of the people that you're coming in contact with that's new are through your kids.
Kids are the bridge.
You know what I'm saying? And they, you know what I mean? And then you set up a play date and all that shit. And then now you got to kick it with another grown person that you didn't know. And you ain't used to that. Like, you know, as a grown person, you used to going around the people that you fuck with, that you know. You know what I'm saying? That's my man. I'm going to go over there and fuck with my man. But when you got kids, you just got to fuck with whoever their parent is. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? That's one of those benefits that I don't think maybe is as advertised about being a parent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because you always hear about the kid and how the kid is going to bring so much joy and raising somebody and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, the kid forces you out of your comfort zone.
Because
when you get parent age, it's very easy to just say, nigga, I'm comfortable. I'm chilling.
Nah.
But, you know.
I mean, if you active with your kids and you actively doing shit, and you, especially if your kids are in a environment where it's very social.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Some schools you go to, motherfuckers drop their kids off at the door.
Right.
And that be that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we...
No judgment?
Nah. Just like when I had hit a little rough patch in life and shit when my magazine failed.
Yeah.
And we had to take the kids out of private school.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's used to play dates. And, right. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. And then we took them to the hood school right down the block. Uh-huh. They didn't even know what a play date is. Like, what the fuck is you talking about?
Playing
like,
right play now, date,
nigga. You know what I'm saying? You play in school and that's it. Go
play
home.
If you want to, motherfucker.
You know what I mean? It ain't part of the culture. It ain't part of the environment. So you really not mixing it up with the parents like that unless you already in them those parents' social situation.
They know you like that.
Right, but nah, this was like, you know what I'm saying, the hood school, like, they want to, nah, ain't, you know what I mean, they ain't doing all that.
So were you the one that brought the play dates to the mix, or did you have to
abandon it for those years?
So what's the play?
What was the play? You take your kids to school and then you take their ass back home.
That's
and
it.
They play with their friends from the other school. And that's how it was.
That's funny.
Because, you know what I'm saying, like a lot of those parents, they weren't with all that old, you know what I'm saying, random, you know, grown folk interactions and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, it get tricky when you're in the hood. You know what I'm saying? You, like, most of the play dates go through the mamas. Right. You know what I'm saying? Then you know what I'm saying?
Who this motherfucker?
Yeah, I want to set up this play date. Yeah. Then baby daddy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. All kind of, it's different. You know what I'm saying? It's different.
It's a different type of energy.
It's a different type
of
energy.
It's a loaded energy.
So you had to really, you know, just fall back and do what the environment do. Mm. You know what I mean? So we did that for a couple years. Then everybody started getting older and going into the specialized schools. And, you know, then, you know, in high school, you ain't really doing no fucking play dates. That's over. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They charting their own path. You know
so they
mean?
Now they doing their thing, going to the movies, going downtown.
Right, they going to meet up with their, you got to try to find out who they friends
they gotta
is.
They got
to
figure it out.
who is they mama? Where they from? Where they stay?
Have you ever heard, I think we've talked about this before. Did we ever talk about the Finstagram?
No, what's that?
It's the fake Instagram. Mm-mm. For like, that's amongst kids, like college kids and shit like that. That's a thing. One of my friends, his daughter, he told me about it because they had somehow found out, it's the fake joint. But like, that's the above board Instagram. Right.
That's
the parents.
Parents.
Yeah, that's the parent feed.
Right.
But then the real shit is like the KD hack motherfucking.
Right,
it's the real, you know, the pirate radio.
Right. Yeah, you got that. You know
that's
what I mean?
Funny. Do you ever feel like this shit is a little, do you feel like you're being played too? You like, wait a minute, this shit feel a little too wholesome. This feed here is very curated.
Well, the good thing is my oldest, he one of them kids who he not an old soul. He's a new soul.
Okay.
So he just gonna do it anyway. Like, you could fuss him out and be like, you know, he just gonna do it. He don't lie good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
what's a new soul? What's that mean?
I mean, you know, like, you know, old soul is like somebody who be knowing all the shit before they learn it. Be like, how the fuck you know that? They just know that shit, you know what I'm saying? They just feel like an old person, like they already been here before.
Yeah, I didn't realize that they knew the game. I just felt like
different
like an old person.
Not all the games, but they know certain, like my daughter, she been here before. Like, she be knowing, she knew certain shit.
Right.
She know how to say certain shit in a way that she shouldn't know how to say because you ain't never even been around nobody that say shit like that. Like, how you 18 months and you could, you know what I'm saying, get a motherfucker straight and like read a motherfucker.
Right.
Like, all the way read and how to stance correct, like standing on your back heel with your arms wide, like just back straight up. Like, how you even know
the
that? You
18
months and you ain't never even seen that shit.
That's funny.
So, and I would say, you know, you got it from a cousin or auntie, but we ain't got no family here.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? So she only been around us.
That's hilarious.
So, like, you know, my oldest son, he a new spirit. So he just be trying shit, bump his head, you know what I'm saying? He don't know when to lie, not, you know what I'm saying? He just run straight through it. Mm-hmm. Shit. So, you know, you out here having sex? Nah, but I got some head though. Like, God, that ain't really how it's supposed to go. You know what I'm saying? You supposed to, you know, temper it.
Transparent.
Oh, Lord. Like, he that type of kid. Hey.
You gotta love that, man. You hope that, y'all gotta keep that too. Keep that forever.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know.
I heard somebody say that, well, not just that, but kind of that line of thinking. I was listening to a podcast. I forget what podcast it was. Maybe, I think I was listening to, Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yeah.
I was in my Gary V bag. And I was listening to him, and they were talking about you know, I think he's been putting a big play on Alexa. Like, mm-hmm. Alexa's the next big thing. Right, blah, right, say, right. Skip, whatever, whatever.
The voice play.
Yeah. And you know, niggas is not. Niggas is a little reluctant about Alexa. You say the wrong thing. Alexa, that's a listening device.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the feds.
Right.
We'll talk about a lot of that fad shit, too. But you know, you fuck around with a fucking racketeering charge because you got fucking Alexa
right. All
in your business. So niggas don't like that. But then he was like, yo, I live my life on the record. I realize that now. I know where we at now. So I move as though everything I do is published.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Which is, I mean, it's an honorable way to move, I guess. That's how you look at it. You just move, you know, honorably through life.
Right.
But that extra layer of, I already know when they bring this up, you know what I mean, the transcript and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I already know, B. Y'all
already know I said it, so I shit, ain't no, shit. Ain't no need to even read transcript because I said it.
You got my inflection wrong. I said, motherfucker, kiss my black ass.
Right.
You bitch ass nigga. Nah, I don't know what the fuck. But anyway, man. Oh, it's good to be here, man.
Word.
We out here drinking beer, eating Chinese beef jerky.
Now,
yeah.
Damien came into the spot
with
some shit called Chinese beef jerky.
Yeah.
Which is all kind of weird and wrong and right and
random,
you know, oxymoronic and all kind of shit.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, he put it on the table. You want some? You know, niggas is greedy. Of course.
Of course. There
you
go.
You know what I'm saying? The shit was delicious.
Shit was good, huh?
One of them fingers, like you'd be licking your finger. Type of delicious.
Gotta step outside your comfort zone.
But how did you discover this Chinese beef jerky?
That shit was crazy. What is going on, man? Niggas out here.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Talk, man.
Nah, man. I was watching. I wound up. You know me. I be on my. I get in the internet. I try to watch the whole internet, right?
Uh-huh.
So, Respect Life came back finally. Shout out to Boom Pacino.
What season they on now?
Season 3, I think. Season 3, episode 6.
Wait. What you mean? They just came back?
It took a hiatus. Respect Life. They say, listen, you going to respect my motherfucking life. Damn. Do what I want to do. You know what I mean? Respect my time.
Money and Violence, they still.
They on a hiatus?
I mean, they.
It's over?
Nobody knows what. He's saying there's going to be some more. I think he trying to get big deals for it and all that kind of shit. He doing that.
So, Respect Life came back. But anyway, on Respect Life, you know, all the little characters, whatever. But there's this cat. Asian cat on Respect Life. Are you up to speed?
I'm not up to date. I'm not up to speed. I fell off after it was like season 2. Then you had to wait on the other half of the season. I kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's an Asian character on there. He looked familiar, but I ain't know for what. But he was just like a hood Asian motherfucker. You know what I mean? And after the show, the algorithm always be working.
Mm-hmm.
So the algorithm was like, yo. China Mac talks about shooting Jin's homeboy. I was like, wait a minute.
Like Jin the rapper?
Jin the rapper. There's only one Jin. There's two Jins. The Chinese cat, the Asian cat.
Who was on Respect Life?
Yeah, but he's China Mac. He's a rapper. So I said, wait a minute. I heard about Jin homeboy getting shot. Let me see the story. So I listened to the story. And the shit was compelling. You know, no shot, no respect to everybody in the situation. Everybody's alive. Everybody, you know, he went to jail for that shit. He did his time, whatever. But it was like a lot going on. I'm like, oh shit, this is motherfucker's got an interesting story. So then I watched that shit. That the algorithm was like, yo, China Mac, take you through Chinatown, where to eat in Chinatown. You know, I be fucking with Chinatown, but I love a good hood Sherpa.
Right.
You know what I mean? Nobody know Chinatown better than the Chinese,
Than China Mac.
Matter of fact, ain't China Mac like a fucking, ain't that like a Panda Express type of thing? I think there's a China Mac.
Somebody, I don't know.
Mac, Google China Mac. See if you get anything outside of the person.
Well, shout out to China Black, who's a black female MC out of Bed-Stuy.
And shout out to China Black China or China White. It's China White, Black China, China Black. What's her name? China Black. I never heard of her, but shout out to her. She dope? She can spit?
Yeah, she can spit. I shot her at the FN Truth joint.
Okay.
Pop up. You know, I didn't know who it was. You know, I be shooting people and shit. If I get a dope ass shot, I try to search the hashtag and see if I see the people who was at the
place
party
their face.
That I shot, and then I could just pass on the video to them.
Okay.
And because it was a dope, it was like a dope little right. shot. So I found her, and then I passed it on. I didn't know she was a rapper.
Right.
But then
you didn't put it on your joint?
I put it on my stories. It was kind of risque. Like she was doing a whole lot of tongue action. You know what I'm saying?
Get your 40-ounce van.
I know my daughter followed me on the. On Instagram, so yeah.
Hey, father.
I can't get a 40-ounce van. No. I need a Finstagram for father.
That's what it started. Father Instagram, Finstagram. Chill, baby. That's not for you. That's not for you. This is Muhammad.
But then when she reposted it, you know what I'm saying, I started to see she was a rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Is she good?
Yeah, she good. She
Shout
good.
Out to China Black. Yeah. China Black, right? Think, and then there's Black China.
Black China is the nun dick sucking.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I hate that they killing her head game.
Yeah.
I didn't see the video. Was the head game terrible like that?
It was just lazy. I mean, it was just lazy. It probably wasn't even like, you know what I'm saying? She ain't probably wasn't performing for the video or nothing. Just
But if you see the cameras.
Know, but you know how it goes sometimes. You be with a motherfucker, be like, all right, let's get this over with.
Yeah, but if you see the cameras, ma. Anybody, if you see the cameras, understand that when you go, when there's a camera involved.
You're supposed to be able to trust that it ain't going to go no further than y'all,
no,
too.
No, you can never, when a camera's involved, understand that that's a professional moment.
No doubt, but, you know, I guess I checked out of the game before the Instagram era.
That's a new era.
HD.
That's a new level of awareness. A different type of nigga getting his dick sucked and he pat his pants looking for his phone and be like, oh, let me let the world see.
Oh, let me document this. Yeah, I'm glad I checked out the game before that era.
Yeah, you gotta be in the moment. You gotta be present.
Yeah, you gotta be present, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'ma watch it on the playback.
Dave Chappelle, put your shit in the pouch. Zip it up. It's just us.
The young yonder.
You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, so China Mac had this one joint where he's like, yo, I'm going to take y'all through Chinatown. I'm going to show you the little spots. And, you know, forever, you always wanted a Chinese person to kind of break. I love Chinese food in general. But right. you would love the Chinese person to say, yo. Because you go to the Chinese spot.
Right.
The Chinese person
is uninformed.
Right. But the Chinese, the motherfuckers that work there, they don't never eat what you eat. No. They eat the real deal
right.
shit.
That should be looking like, what the fuck?
It does. That's definitely look questionable. But, you know, all respect, dude, the Sherpa was breaking shit down. This is what this means. This is what that is. Blase, skip, whatever, whatever. The nigga came to a spot and it was like, yo. Even he didn't know. Pardon. He didn't know. He was like, what's
who,
this?
China Mac didn't
know? China, it was new to China Mac.
Who put him on?
Some randoms. He was walking. It was some little cute shorties or something. And he was
Chinese?
Like, I think maybe one was, and maybe one might have been Indian. I don't remember. I seen the YouTube video once.
East Asian.
Somebody's in Pan the Asian. Comments. Like, actually. Anyway, so then he like, yo, what's the deal? I ain't never heard of Chinese. Maybe he had been up on it. He had been up on it, pardon. Maybe he was up on it, but there was some people that were like, it was the shit.
Right.
They were like, yeah, we just stumbled on it and we strung out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you know, because the shit does feel real dope dealer.
Yeah, the shit is very.
You go there, the shit is
ain't no
very,
more left.
Ain't, it's no frills. It's just like a little grill. It's a little grill.
It's like a big ass slice of bacon, except it's square.
That's what. Yeah, it looked like a leather swatch. It looked like you just, you know what I mean? Like you went to Delancey Street. It was like, yo, make me a motherfucking 3/4. Anyway, so they got them little rectangle
swatches of beef.
various meats.
Whatever kind of meat.
Yeah, there's chicken, there's pork, there's beef. I got the spicy beef per Yelp because, you know, I had to get my Yelp together too.
So you saw it on the video, then you went to the Yelp.
You already know.
Did you go to the same spot or
absolutely.
You found a better spot?
No. I went to the Dundada.
Okay, and that was where?
This is on Canal.
Okay. Oh, the real goddamn Chinatown.
Oh, yeah. This is not 37th Street.
This is not your neighborhood Chinese restaurant.
No, this is Chinese.
This is Chinese.
Shout out to Ha Ha.
I didn't know you meant paper. Chinese.
No, this is for real. You saw what I gave it to you in the parchment paper.
I mean, oh, shit.
Very nondescript.
Chinese come from the parchment.
Yeah, yeah,
come
yeah.
in the parchment. There's chicken wings coming this shit.
Right, exactly.
At the hood spot.
That's the official.
No, the shit was official.
That's locally sourced. So they sitting there and they flipping the shit on like a little skillet.
Oh, so this shit like bologna.
Basically,
it's like fried bologna and
basically
shit.
Chinese fried bologna. And you can buy it. You buy it by the weight. You know what I mean? The shit is like a crack house.
They put it on the triple beam.
They put the shit on the scale. And it's, you know, I bought a little less than a quarter pound.
Oh, and, damn.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and boy, that shit like lunch meat.
Absolutely. Yeah. Slice my shit thin. Nah, I got it. They give it to you how it is. I got two slices. And I had one to the head, and I brought one to the studio.
For the community.
And shit got rave reviews.
Yeah, man. That shit had you licking your fingers, man.
Shit was good. I'm going to keep it funky with you. Then I wouldn't. I mean, ain't nothing to be. I see your face. Ain't nothing to be afraid. It's clean. It looked clean enough. It's got a weird smell in there, but I think that's various meats being cooked. It's a lot of meats.
And then we don't know if it's, you know, I mean, you know, it could be rat jerky.
It could be, if it is rat jerky.
It's tasty.
These are some healthy rats.
Some tasty rats.
These rats had a little blubber on them. But the shit was good, man. Shout out to, I'm gonna give the full on. Shout out to China Mac. Shout out to Respect Life. If y'all not up on it, y'all go ahead and reinvest. It's worth your time. I fuck with it.
And then go back and listen to that Boom Pacino episode of In the Conversation.
You know what I mean? Why not? Let's get to it.
In the archives, you know. Archivial informations.
Oh, man. I'm going to find it.
What are we looking for? The name of the spot?
Yeah, keep going. I'm going to find that.
I mean, you know. All right. So, shit. Yeah, that's dope. Yeah, the beef. The beef jerky, Chinese beef jerky was on point. I can attest to its flavor. You know what I'm saying? The spices was very reminiscent of Korean barbecue.
Talk to me. Yeah, it does have a Korean barbecue.
It was like a very Korean barbecue-ish.
It's definitely tender.
I mean, it's, you know, you can rip it off.
It's not like tough like regular jerky.
No, it puts you in the mind of the thick turkey bacon.
Yes.
Like if not the little flat shit that turned into paper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the thick, like the thick meaty.
The Lewis Rich.
Yeah, not, yeah.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It puts you in mind frame of that, but it's wider and it's like a square.
Right.
But then they spice it up like Korean barbecue type of spices.
Right, right, right.
It's
right.
Pretty good. It's,
you
man,
enjoyed it. Matt, what you think? Let's hear it.
And Matt's from Connecticut, y'all.
You know. He got a.
From Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. They got Chinese people in Massachusetts?
In my town, they did.
Mm. Your
like,
town?
My town was like my town was like a quarter Jewish, a quarter Chinese, and the rest WASP.
Oh, so you know about right. Chinese food?
The WASP is you all like, about Connecticut, right? Connecticut.
That's where they're from over
where
there
they
at
get
Northeast.
It cracking.
New England WASP.
Maine.
There's plenty of them.
All right, but go ahead. How'd you feel? Talk to me about what you think of it.
It was a lot of beef jerky gets dried out, like overly right. dried out, and right. like that. It was very tender, very soft, with a mild sweetness. It was quite delicious.
There you go.
That shit was mild
good.
Sweetness.
That shit was good.
Mild like, sweetness.
Was, mild sweetness. I like how you got
that
vulnerable.
That is very tender of you.
Yeah, that was real though. That made you want to try it though. He went all. He leaned
yeah,
in.
Yeah, he got it.
Mild sweet. Because niggas is like, well, what's a mild sweetness?
That motherfucker Matt Wright Yelp reviews mm-hmm. and shit.
It was like on the border of barbecue sauce and teriyaki.
There you go.
Exactly. That's like Korean shit.
Speaking of which, man, shout out to my man Isaiah at Bobby Flay's Burger Joint out in fucking Garden City, Long Island. I was supposed to shout him out in the Yelp review, but I ain't write it.
What the fuck that got to do with it? What?
Because you just said something about a Yelp review, and it's been on my heart
to
for
do
a
what?
Couple days.
And you supposed to do what?
Yeah, I was out at Roosevelt Field about last week. Me and my sister, we just out there, and we was like, we had lunch. We went to a little Bobby Flay's Burger Joint. Bobby Flay's Burger Place or whatever. And you know Bobby Flay. You familiar
yeah,
with
I mean,
Bobby
I'm
Flay?
Familiar, okay. From TV, right?
Yeah. So he got a little burger spot out there. A little, you know, it ain't cheap, but it ain't super. It's not expensive, but it's a little step up from Five Guys. So we at the spot. My sister kind of was, I think she was on some Five Guys shit. She was like, yo, what's up? Is this official? And Isaiah, who's the manager there, was like, nah, I stand behind this. Like, he stood behind this in a way you don't see a lot. Like, he stood behind it in a way like he might have equity in this bitch. And if not, he's a hell of a worker. So much so I was like, fam, I'm going to shout you out in the Yelp review. I'm going to start my Yelp review like Isaiah said. You know what I mean? He was like, nah, I'm with it. go ahead, fuck it. Could, you know, use me in your testimonial. And then Isaiah was so confident in the product that after we would, like, we got our shit, you know, brought to the table, we eating our shit, he came through mid-meal, stood over, was like, what you think? Confident, what you think?
I
was
like, what's the verdict?
Talk your talk. How you feeling?
Talk to me.
We had to be like, yo, real talk. I say the shit, all right, nigga. You was all right. I say the shit, all right, nigga.
They can't give you a full compliment. It's all right.
Now walk away. It's getting creepy. But shout out to that man, because I'm probably not going to publish the Yelp review. So this is an audio Yelp review. Nigga got his Yelp review on SoundCloud. Anyway. That's what's going on, man. What else is going? What else is popping? Oh, okay. So the name of the place, I just saw it. Let's put a button on this. That's what they say in the business. Put a button on it and we're going to get a button.
A button. That's what they call that
That's
shit.
What they call it in the business.
In the business. In the, you know, in the just business. So y'all know.
So that's, you know, a little, it's a little inside baseball. That's another business reference. You know, this is in the podcast business. Ling Key Beef Jerky, 42 Canal Street. Ling Key.
So the name of the place is Beef Jerky?
Ling Key Beef Jerky.
They don't sell other Chinese food?
Nah, I try to tell you.
That all they sell is beef jerky?
All it is a trap.
Oh, shit. I thought it was like a little side item, off menu item at the Chinese spot.
No, they 10 toes down.
What's the name of that shit again?
Ling Key Beef Jerky.
How you spell key?
K-E-E. Like, oh, Kiki. Is you with me?
So L-I-N-K-E-E?
L-I-N-G. K-E-E. Ling Key.
Okay.
Beef jerky. Out in this motherfucker. Killing them.
That's what's up. I'm going to have to go check that out.
Yeah, check it out. It's on Canal Street. Whew. What's up with you, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing well. Trying to finish the year strong. Out here, man. Mm-hmm. You know, that the meme with the dude that be doing his hands, no shirt on, with the tat. You know what I'm saying? Like, know what I'm saying?
Nah.
You don't know that one? You don't know that meme?
Nah, I got to find
y'all
out.
Y'all niggas know that meme.
Nigga, yo, that's the beauty of a meme, though. You can sum up a meme, bro. You know the meme with
that's how I'm feeling fourth quarter, like, know what I'm saying? I'm out here selling whatever the fuck. Like, you know, I'm in meetings, like, you know what I'm saying? We got it. So that's what I'm doing, trying to close strong while niggas on holiday.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean?
Sneak up on these motherfuckers.
Well, you know, you can't let up when you out here on your own, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So fourth quarter is very important to your business, because if you don't make no money in the fourth quarter, first quarter going to be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That means you're going to be dragging your knuckles come January.
It's not a happy new year.
Because nobody don't want to pay as soon as they got off of Christmas and shit.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Bought all these damn gifts.
All them gifts. Everybody want to pay. By the time
you get paid. Family.
You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker, he work at the corporate office and shit. He get his check every 2 weeks, but he ain't going to be rushing back to that stack of invoices that he left when he went on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then came back to the office, and it was kind of slow motion, holiday party. Right. You know what I mean? And then, you know, he went on a little business trip. Then went on fucking Christmas. Came back, now all that shit stacked up in his inbox. He got to sign papers and shit. You don't want your shit to be in that pile. Because, you know what I'm saying, your shit end up in that pile, you might not get that bitch to February.
And you, like, you bringing old energy.
Yeah, you bringing old energy into the new year.
It's like, why you on that old shit?
You know what I'm saying? Even though they owe you.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Then you don't want to be the dude to flip out over your money, even though you got every right to.
Why you so aggressive in 2019? You know what I'm saying?
So now you got to come with the real, you got to come with the zen approach to getting your motherfucking money and shit.
Ain't that the worst?
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta act like it's not your fucking money.
Like, you ain't work for this shit. Like, hey, brother, you know what I'm saying? I hope your New Year's resolutions are coming strong and your gym membership is paid in full.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, brother.
Ooh-wee!
Just circling back on that invoice from November 17th.
Yeah, nigga. It's getting past that 60 net, nigga.
Circle back. You know, all that corporate lingo for nigga.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then you text
per our conversation.
You know what I'm saying? I got to text a nigga praying hands and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Praying hands, man. Nigga, this shit getting desperate. This DMX. Y'all been eating long enough now.
Nah, it's better than you. Saying,
no, but if a nigga got to send you some praying hand emojis, I mean, he really won't put some real hands on you. Yeah, because if a motherfucker gotta modify his communication with a benevolent emoji.
Exactly.
That mean a motherfucker is pacing right in front of his laptop.
But what happens is if you give him, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's a way to do the shit. I've mastered a way to do it to where you don't feel like you pressuring a motherfucker. You make it feel like they came up with this idea to pay you when you ask for it. But
how you do that? Give me an example.
I mean, it's really a communication thing. And it's you gotta be in tune. You gotta be in tune with human communication, and you gotta be in tune with who you dealing with. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? They whole little situation, they hook up, you kinda try to figure out how we even got in this situation. It's like the streets. Like in the streets, you know what I'm saying? You just can't be just wilding out on anybody because you might get shot.
Right.
In the business, you can't just be wilding out on nobody because then they're going to not pay you. They're going to deliberately not pay you.
It's like
and then not fuck with you again.
It's like a corporate shooting.
You know what I'm saying? It's like road rage and shit where you blow your horn at a motherfucker and then he slow the fuck all the way down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to figure out how to give a little toot-toot. You know?
That's the worst. That's the worst because you had to backpedal on your shit. You ever do this shit? You ever be at the, like, damn near right at the corner and you ready to make that turn, the motherfucker in front of you is taking dumb long to make the turn. So you hit him with the forehorn. Come on, fam. Yeah. And then 2 seconds later, you see like an old lady
walking in front of him.
Trying to hold
like, damn.
I ain't shit.
You ain't shit. That's why the little, you always got to go with the toot-toot first.
Yeah.
You hit him with the boop-boop. That another nigga know you ain't really tripping, but wake up. Come on with it now. Come on.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Yeah. New Yorkers don't know the boop, boop. Like in Miami, you can't just go around hard honking a motherfucker. Nah, you know what I'm saying?
Niggas will pull out.
That niggas is very aggressive.
Pop the trunk.
Not even pop it because the shit's sitting on their lap, but they ain't got to pop the trunk. What's niggas be very aggressive down there.
What's the most aggressive shit you do as a driver?
As a driver, the most aggressive shit I do? Oh, my shit is I don't let up. Like, if a motherfucker is sitting like, you know, in the lane, like double par with the hazard. You know what I'm saying? They just fucking around having a conversation.
Yeah.
I don't let up. I don't put on the brake. I hit it harder. You know what I'm saying? You just pull up on them real fast. Motherfucker be like, oh, let me get on out the way. Because when you come up aggressively,
right,
niggas don't know what you're going to do.
They don't know if you're going to hit the back, you're going to rear
end
them.
Right, so they get kind of like, all right, let me, you know what I'm saying?
So you shake a nigga out of a full-on stop.
Yeah, I get more aggressive. Like, so if it's what else I do? Like it's like New York driving. No, this city, this New York City driving. So you know,
it bring out the worst thing.
But no, New York City driving is real. It's slow motion anyway. You're only doing 20 miles per hour.
But you feel like the stakes are so high.
The stakes are high, and motherfuckers be in the way.
Right.
So really, when you're really gunning it, you're only doing 25.
Right.
But 25 is too much for a nigga standing on the side of.
Hilarious.
You know what I'm saying? Double paw linked into a conversation.
Who late than a motherfucker like, already?
You know what I'm saying? So. You gotta let them know you coming through. Like if a motherfucker is driving slow in this lane, you know what I'm saying? Then you got another motherfucker that's like passive aggressively driving.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? As you just start coming through the whole.
What's passive aggressively driving?
Cause like you know some motherfuckers, it's a two lane road, but then they kind of over the line, in between, so nobody could get around them.
Okay.
You start coming through that bitch a little too fast.
Right. They got to pick a side.
Yeah, they got to pick a side. You just coming through, pushing through. You got, you know what I'm saying? So that's the shit I be pushing through, like coming way too fast for the situation.
Hilarious. I do a pull up and like, I got to look at you real.
Oh, you going to do a look.
Yeah, I'm one of these niggas that's like, come on. Like I gotta shame you. I got to. If you did some dumb shit, it's gotta be between you and me. I gotta be like, yo. But then what's worse is if you pull up, because they did some dumb shit, and you give them the come on, fam, and then you do some dumb shit 5 minutes later, right. And niggas hit you with the return.
Right.
It just show we all in this bitch together.
Out here petty as fuck.
Petty motherfuckers, man. I be trying to check my petty sometimes. As I'm getting older, I'm in the car. I'm like, come on now, you better than this.
Right. I mean, I just let the motherfuckers know this ain't personal. You know what I'm saying? I ain't taking this shit too seriously, but come on, man. Get in your motherfucking lane, man.
It ain't personal.
Because I ain't even going to look at you. I'm going to just shoot on passion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to push it to where you feel, you know how when you look down the street, you cross the street too slow?
Yeah.
And you see a car coming way.
I hate those motherfuckers.
Coming a little bit too fast.
Yeah.
I don't do it to pedestrians, but I do it to niggas who in the way, just on the road, in a car.
Hilarious.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that. I like that one little, like,
I don't do it to pedestrians.
I'm not a savage.
No. But you know how that feel when you cross the street and the motherfucker coming a little bit too fast?
Yeah.
So you get on, cross that motherfucker?
Yeah.
I don't do it.
Wait, how you do that to a car? What do you mean?
Like, I'm saying, motherfucker riding over the line. Like, I'm in my lane.
Oh, when you him?
No, I'm not even him, but you in the, you over the line, I'm going to be coming in my lane.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm not even slowing up. I'm
nigga,
just coming.
Oh, I do that. Yeah, I let you know. Yeah, respect me.
Go ahead, get off the line, man.
Oh, man. Because
when it all shake out, you was in my lane.
Right. But it is a moment of, like, it's a moment, it's chicken. On a certain
definitely
level.
Chicken.
And it's a moment of, that's when, can you really back up this petty financially? Because if this shit turned into a situation.
But see.
You don't never want it to go there, but there is always little slight possibility of a fender bender.
No, but see, here go the deal. The deal is, you always aware of your machine. You always aware
your machine.
Yeah, I'm aware of my machine. I know how far I can push it when I can press my brake and get up out of it.
Right.
I know I'm aware of, okay, all right, I can't, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do it far enough so I know I could bust. I could move over a little bit and just hit it to the left a little bit and pass the motherfucker anyway.
Right.
I keep my road aware. I'm aware of my road. So
I got you.
I'm not going to do nothing. I'm not going to hit a motherfucker, but I'm going to make you think I am.
That's hilarious.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna really hit you.
I'm gonna get in your head, though.
But you're gonna have to think about, okay, should I get out this lane and stop riding both lanes?
Right.
And then you ultimately, most times, motherfucker decide, yeah, maybe I should get on out the lane because I'm tripping.
That's fun.
And then y'all don't even look at it. I'll keep it moving.
Just keep it going.
Another down the road, man. Let's go. Everybody got somewhere to
go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
But I ain't, and at the same time, I ain't really that dude that's always in a rush because I make my own little schedule now. You know, I know my little pace. I know what I need to do. But in those situations where a motherfucker doing silly shit, I do kind of play the chicken game.
Like, you fucking with my patience now.
And then you know what else? You know what other chicken game is? You know, when you got like a truck double parked. So now the traffic got to go around the truck.
Yeah.
And then you got to get in their lane.
That happens a lot on my block.
You got to get in their lane.
Yeah.
But then if it's too many of them motherfuckers, you ain't going to never get around the truck.
You got to thug it out a little bit.
Yeah, you got to come through too hard with a motherfucker. Be like, hold on. Let me let this motherfucker by.
This motherfucker might be crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
He ain't living for nothing. You got to come through like you got nothing to live for. I don't give a fuck.
That's the other example. That shit.
Waited too long.
Because you will be stuck. Because motherfuckers don't give a fuck about you getting around that truck.
Man, but you know what, though? You don't want to swing on nobody more than the motherfucker that lead a truck or their car in the middle of the street for dumb long. I remember being there, like, I was just a couple days ago, I'm in the middle of the street. We were, you know, it's in New York, so it was maybe 4 minutes, but the shit felt like 45 minutes. We like, come on, who the fuck, where's your man at? Everybody, niggas getting out their car. You know, that's the funny, that's where you get really sad, when motherfuckers start getting out their car and walking away from their car and looking down to see what was what. So one motherfucker, that is a nigga on the stoop snitching. Oh yeah, the guy that motherfucker that got the truck, he in there. Like, he want to test you to see if you gangster. Right. You gonna walk up in there? I'm like, all right. So now I'm sick. We waiting for a bit. And then I say, fuck it. I woke up in the spot looking for this nigga. I don't know what I'm going to do if I see this nigga because I don't know who he is.
You don't know what you're looking for.
Right. I don't know what I'm looking for. So let me not look too aggressively, but I'm looking for the motherfucker and they finally find him. He come from the other side. And we kind of, you know, we don't all the way, but we kind of let them know, oh, fam, yo, my man.
See, them type of motherfuckers like that, that's when I really have to think about, do I really want to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
deal with this right now, this insurance, and because I be like, just want to sideswipe a motherfucker like
that.
Just,
you don't want that.
Like, come on, man. Like, get the fuck out the street, man. You, the one I hate the worst, the double parker I hate the worst, is the motherfucker who is riding along in normal traffic, get all the way to the light, stop at the red light, throw the hazards on and get out. You all the way right behind him because you think this motherfucker just pulled up to the light just like you.
Right.
Now you stuck behind. Now you got to back up. Now the motherfucker's behind. You got to back up.
Right.
Now it's a whole situation. Like, nigga, if you was going to pull over, just pull over before you get to the light. Let niggas know that's what you, that's your plan.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't put your blinker on or something.
Yeah, that's much. You right in the middle. You front of the line.
Yeah, right, all the way at the front of any
step out the line.
Any motherfucker double parked at the corner is an asshole.
Ooh. Is that your hot take for the night?
That's the hot take. I wish I had
type of effect.
Cigars, like, what's my man?
Hot take, you know Shannon Sharp.
There's some Shannon Sharp cigars. you know what I mean? Any motherfucker double paw at the corner is an asshole.
Ooh, we said it twice. You want
for
beef.
Real. Girl, in New York City. You got in other cities, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, at the light is a lot. Right at the front.
Right at the corner, like, you at the corner, come on.
You asking for it, too, because you get a ticket fast.
Because you just fucking the whole game up. Because then you try to go around them. Then there's a situation that with the intersection. Like,
but I do it. I don't do it at the light. But I'm definitely one to jump out the car with the hazards on.
Not at the
red light. But I mean, in the midst of the struggle.
I do it too.
I try to be as kind as I can.
I do it too. But when I do it, I throw my hazards on at least 50 yards before my actual stop.
Okay.
So the motherfuckers behind me know it's about to come.
It's not abrupt.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm going to just stop, throw my hazards on, then nigga already on my bumper.
That's much. Because then when they're going to drive by you and give you the grill, fam.
Right.
They're going to give you the look. And then you're going to give them the look back. Motherfucker, listen.
Now I got somewhere to be.
Right. I never got too far in my road rage to where I'm shooting a fair one outside my vehicle. I keep all my road rage in my vehicle. I don't fuck with that. I see niggas on World Star tussling outside their car. You don't realize how not ready for a fight you are.
Yeah.
You are when you get out your car. You're fucking, you know what I mean?
And then you don't know what the fuck you finna get into.
Nah, you don't know what they got.
You can't size a motherfucker up from the window of a car. You see is a nigga head and shoulders.
And you don't know what they got in that motherfucker.
You don't know
whip.
Nothing. You just out here on your motherfucking emotion.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Nah, I'm a lot smarter than that.
Yeah.
I live life off a Jedi mind trick. So all that jumping out just irrational.
Nah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah. You gotta really be ready to double down on that shit.
You know what I'm saying? I got a you know what I'm saying? A cat I know that's real violent. That you know, love violence.
Still
love fighting. And,
still
you know
or like, back in the day?
No, still like no. It's ready, prepared for violence at any given moment,
and it gets exhilarated.
All the way prepared.
I got a friend like that.
You know what I'm saying? He was like, he was in a road rage situation where his motherfucker was pulling up on him. He was like, man, hey man, you might as well let me go ahead and get to work, man, because you about to have a bad day.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? And he really, you know what I'm saying? He type of nigga that really mean
absolutely.
That shit. Cause you don't know who the fuck you about to roll up on. You know what I'm saying? What kind of, you know what I'm saying, physicality killer ass motherfucker you about to roll up on.
Especially like a person that like fight for, like they love to fight.
They just love the physicality.
They find calm
in that
shit.
They find joy and calm.
That's
and
the worst.
Whooping on another motherfucker.
The nigga don't look nervous at all about this fight. Mm-hmm. You need to go ahead and just politely step down.
Yeah, step down. Let the motherfucker go on to work, man, because you don't know what you're about to get out here. Fuck around, catch a bad day.
A nigga see the holes in your adrenaline. You know what I mean? I see that nigga's high. He's keyed up on motherfucking adrenaline. I just need to step back and just tap that nigga's jaw one time.
Oh, yeah, type of motherfucker.
Put him to sleep.
Type of motherfucker that will summon up like, okay. Just like how Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
Where
oh,
motherfucker was like, yeah, I know that. I don't remember shit, but I know that guy right there. He can handle himself.
Yes.
And that motherfucker, He that type motherfucker.
Jason Bourne will whip your ass and then put you in a chair and make it look like you did it to yourself. You know what I mean? I'll next shit.
Type of nigga, we was at the party. Mm-hmm. It was a yacht party.
Uh-huh.
Suge Knight was on the boat.
I was there, dude. Absolutely.
Suge Knight was on the boat. I wasn't there yet.
Oh.
Because I was still in New York.
Nigga, I got a great story about that, but go ahead.
But the Suge Knight on the boat, I get a call.
Yeah.
Hey, man. This shit nice out here, man. I see Suge Knight on the boat. Like, what are you talking about? Man, I'll whoop Suge ass.
Who said, oh, man.
Like, what you talking about? Why you fucking with Suge? Man. This nigga around here with that bad leg, out of shape. First thing I'm going to do, I'm going to punch this nigga in his gut all the way to his spine, and I'm going to kick that bad leg from under him, and then it's going to be over for that nigga. And I'm like, dog. The sun's setting, y'all drinking free Moet.
You on a yacht?
Why you worried about Suge?
Just cause.
I'm just telling you, cuz. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you.
Nigga, never get caught slipping. It's funny. That's when you know you a bad motherfucker when other bad motherfuckers got plans on how to destroy you if they ever come in contact. Right.
But they're talking about motherfuckers who, that's how they walk into a room.
No, of course.
They just summing up everybody in that bitch. All right.
That's your life.
I ain't worried about it. I could whoop all of them by myself.
Yeah.
Then, okay. Mm-hmm. Then you figure out, okay, whoever the threat is.
Right.
And then you assess the threat.
Right.
But that's how some people be thinking. You roll up on a nigga in road rage, you don't know who the fuck you rolling up on.
He been waiting.
He been waiting on us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You don't want those parts of that.
That's when they be like, you done rolled up on the right one.
Duh.
When motherfuckers say that, your ass in trouble.
That's when you know you fucked up.
Trying to abort the mission.
That's when you know you fucked up.
Motherfucker be like, oh, you done fucked with the right one today. Like,
oh, shit. You hope niggas ain't got their cameras out.
Like, oh.
You trying to take this ass whipping in private.
I didn't mean it. Come on, y'all.
Turn your cameras off, please. I fucked up.
They had a story on that.
I got so drunk on that boat. Suge Knight, that nigga Suge Knight wasn't even intimidating no more. I got so drunk.
I guess Suge had played out with everybody on that boat.
It was me. Shout out to my man Raul. And we was out there. We was getting twisted. I think it was an Alizé boat.
It was Moet.
Was it Moet?
Yeah, it was Moet. They might have had Alizé on
they
that.
They had something.
But I know it was Moet.
I know I wasn't
sure.
That twisted off of a champagne. I was gone. You
probably had a third passion.
I was gone, and I was definitely yachted out. I had some yellow slacks on. I was on some yachty yacht shit. Anyway, I was so twisted. I see the nigga Suge and my man Raul. He's like, oh shit, they go Suge Knight. And you know when you drunk, you step outside the bounds of. You like, fuck it, nigga. I'm thrill-seeking drunk. You like, nigga. He's like, yo, they go Suge Knight. I was like, oh, shit, that is Suge. I was like, hell, Suge. On the boat, on the yacht. Hell, with some yellow slacks on. Hell, Suge. Come here, fam. Yeah, Suge. Nigga, I'm calling this nigga Suge like he my son. Suge, come here. Suge came through. And game was cool. Game niggas passed my man Raul and shit. I'm talking like I know Suge. I'm meeting Suge for the first time.
Right.
I'm so familiar in my drunk. I'm so familiar and sweaty.
You did Suge. I did Chris Rock.
Man, sometimes that alcohol make you so familiar. But I'm glad that nigga didn't kill me. You know what I mean?
He can't kill you on the yacht. Shit. He ain't have his bloods on there with him.
Shit. But, man. Shout out to Suge Knight. He's doing 28.
Whatever, man. You know. Man. Nigga, you know, he knew what it was when he got in the game.
Man. Tekashi. Well, speaking, what you about to speak on?
Nah, I mean, I don't really know much about Tekashi's case, but I heard he done went down.
I don't know much about it
conspiracy,
either.
Conspiracy, racketeering situation.
Racketeering. Wee!
His lawyer, like, he only knew these motherfuckers since last year.
Oh, is that what? I don't even know all the shit.
Because you know how it is when you start rapping and then you get with a clique that's, you know what I'm saying, that's going to back you up and protect you and shit.
Yeah.
And now you all caught up in a
syndicate.
Bobby Smurda scenario.
Right. Now you on the flow chart.
You done put Bobby Smurda on your song and now you him. Now nigga gotta put you on the song.
And now all of a sudden you in jail too.
He like, how the fuck I get here? I ain't did nothing but talk shit.
I can't lie and say I'm surprised. I'm a little surprised by the fact he going to jail.
He's in jail.
Or he's in jail.
He's probably going to beat it, though.
Hopefully.
Because them probably ain't his real motherfuckers. They talking about a robbery in April. Hey, shit, well, he shouldn't have been robbing nobody in April.
Not with all that color in his hair.
You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? Nah. He was on the road.
I hope he
But you done so affiliated yourself with the set. And then New York is the wrong place to do that shit. They already got the hip-hop police and all that.
It's a lot of people.
Like, it ain't like other cities where you could do that shit and that shit just fade away in the background. Mm. New York, they got a hip-hop police department.
Dedicated.
You know what I'm saying? Dedicated to your hippity-hop ass.
I wonder if you work for the hip-hop police, like, can you expense when you buy, like, you know what I mean, the new Swiss album? You know what I mean? Can you expense your Apple Music? Nigga, I'm doing research.
Yeah,
I guess. Mike Will rated this new Creed soundtrack, nigga. I got to get it.
Nigga, living life.
I got to expense that, nigga. We going to the club. That I'm buying a bottle. I'm buying a bottle. It's research.
Man, it's to the point, like, New York, the type of place where Ja Rule went to jail.
Okay. You know what I mean? What you mean? What's
like,
that
you know what I'm saying? Like, the hip-hop police took Ja Rule to jail. So it's like, in any other city in the world, Ja Rule wouldn't have never...
They'd have let him cook?
Yeah, he wouldn't have got pulled over after his own concert and searched for a weapon.
Yeah, that's petty.
You know what I'm saying? That's like...
That's petty than a motherfucker.
Like, that shit fucked up, man.
Unless Ja Rule went at the light and double parked. That nigga was like, we gotta get him.
We it's gotta like, get him.
Anybody that double park at the red light is asshole.
We got a call from Ali Muhammad and said your ass was double parked at the light.
Shit.
But Woo. Like, no, Lil Wayne went to jail in New York after his concert.
After the show.
You know
show.
What I'm saying? It's like, come on, they come on your bus and
that's corny.
You know what I'm saying? It's like
after the show.
New York, that type of place, as far as, you know what I'm saying? As far as hip hop and that type of shit. Like other cities, that shit don't happen like that.
Yeah.
That's why New York hip hop can't thrive. That ain't a real statement.
Wow.
That's not a hot take.
Woo!
That's not a hot take. I'm just saying, like, shit like that, man, make motherfuckers just move.
Damn. Matt, how you feel about what he just said about New York hip hop?
No, I wasn't talking about New York hip hop. I was talking about New York hip hop police.
Another podcast. Go ahead, Matt. What you listening to? What you doing over there?
I'm trying to help out Yamanika over here. She's got a having troubles with Yamanika's podcast. So
this motherfucker over here working on a whole nother podcast. Man, if you don't get the fuck out of here with that shit, shout out to Yamanika. What the fuck is going on? What kind of shit is this?
I don't want to piss off Yamanika,
but you want to piss off us,
right? We ain't, you know, that's when you ain't put a foot in the nigga.
That's when it's time for some studio rage.
You see that video of the nigga in GameStop wildin'?
No, what happened?
Oh man, somebody in GameStop. I don't know. GameStop, you know, they notorious for and I remember this from back in my video game days. Any of these places where they buy your shit back, you know, GameStop will sell you a video game for $60 on Monday. You try to sell that shit back to them on Tuesday, they're gonna offer you about $14.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the cat was trying to take his game back. And maybe he ain't ever received or whatever, but for whatever reason, they trying to just give him a little store credit situation or whatever. Mm-hmm. They can't give him no cash. And it looked like, you know, he processing the shit, right? He's mm-hmm. like, you know, he said, nah, I just want my money. I just want my money back. You could tell it was like a declaration slash plea. Like, you could tell when a nigga, like, this is the last, like, it just sound exasperated. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, just, so he like, walk away a little bit, you know what I mean? And another guy comes in, and you know, the guy thinking it's all good. He's like, you know, welcome to GameStop, sir. And then you just hear some shit that sound like a gun go off. And this nigga just throwing shit everywhere. Wah! Roosh, like this motherfucker Hadouken the whole fucking thing. Like this nigga, I want you to see this shit. The shit was so crazy. But what made it so funny was my man at GameStop is so used to niggas reacting with such rage that after all of that shit, he was like, well, welcome to GameStop, sir. How can I help you? Like, it's just another day. It's just right. Everybody in this bitch is broken.
I had a situation like that.
Go ahead.
I rented a car. From Sixt Rent-A-Car.
Sixt?
Yeah, Sixt. They, you know, they known for having a nice
cheap joints or
nice fleet with good price. But I never did them. I always did them at the airport. You know what I'm saying? So I was renting the car, and I saw they had one in the city. And I was like, oh, that's closer to me. So I just rent one from there. So I rented the car. You know, I reserved it, actually paid it up front because it was cheaper if you paid it now. You know what I'm saying? Pay now and then it was a cheaper price. Okay. So I'm like, cool. So I paid now, you know what I'm saying? It was like 2 hours, then walked over to rent the car and shit, and I got in there. The nigga was like, you know, we went through all the motions, and then he was like, well, yeah, we gonna put this on your car. I was like, what the fuck you mean you gonna put this on my car? I already paid for the car. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, we got to do this. And then he's like, then we got to hold $1,000. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. So now this shit done went from a $200 rental to a $2,000 scenario, like right. a $1,500 scenario. I'm like, man, you out your motherfucking mind. And then he was like, well, you know, we have to protect our fleet. Like, what the fuck you mean protect your fleet? I just bought all of the motherfucking insurance. Like, what the fuck is you talking about?
Right.
So now you insulting me. Right. So now I'm just like, fuck this shit. I don't know
the fleet. Why you got the whole fleet though? What's the fleet?
No, he's just saying they charging that $1,000 to protect their fleet because they got a luxury fleet.
Plus the insurance,
plus the shit you already paid for the rental.
They hold the $1,000.
They holding the $1,000.
Yeah, they do that shit.
I'm like, not to me. Not a thousand. Not a thousand. Come on, 500.
But
250.
Talk to the people. Because we found that out together.
What?
You can negotiate what they hold.
Right, but that was at the hotel.
Yeah.
But I'm saying the rental was only $200. You going to hold $1,000?
That's a lot.
No.
That's ridiculous.
I know. I'm
going
to just go to the airport. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Don't worry about it. He was like, all right, cool. And then I thought about it. I was like, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? I already paid for this shit. Nigga got to refund me. So, I had spent around and walked out, but then I walked back in. And then, because it was a white dude and a black dude in there.
Who were you dealing with?
I was dealing with the white dude. The black dude had dealt with the dude that was in front of me. Everything went smooth. He offered him an upgrade and shit. I knew my shit was a problem when I walked in and the motherfucker offered me a downgrade. He's like, hey, why don't you just get this?
Why don't you just take the bus?
Why don't you know? I had an Escalade. He was like, why don't you just take this XTS? I was like, nah, we doing a family trip. I need the room. Like, right. I mean, but I'm like, why are you downgrading me? Is it a problem? Right. He's like, no. But it was really a problem.
You look like the last nigga that took the Escalade.
I'm like, oh, it was really a problem. So then he hit me with $1,000. I was like, you know what? Don't worry about it.
Right.
And then I was like, yo, let me ask this nigga about my refund.
Right.
And he was like, well, there's a $400, the exact cost of my whole shit. He was like, there's a $400 fucking charge for canceling the reservation.
For the walkout fee.
Nigga, I just reserved this bitch an hour and a half ago. What the fuck is you talking about?
Right.
He was like, well, that's deposit. And then...
nigga tried you.
That's the policy. He hit me with that's the policy. I looked at the
that's the worst.
I looked at the black dude. He was like, he buried his head because he knew it was some bullshit. And then when I get real mad, my wife always say I spin around a circle, and I do. But you know what I'm saying? I don't notice it. I do a little spin around in a circle.
Oh, shit.
So I felt myself spinning around in a circle. I was like, oh shit, I'm fucked up. So I had to push my rage down a few notches.
Yeah,
and then I got super cool and shit. And it's like I stepped up to the counter.
Uh-oh.
And he had the counter. I stepped up to the counter and I leaned into him.
Oh shit.
You know what I'm saying?
But you hit this nigga.
And I looked him dead in his eye. I was like, yeah, I know what you say the policy is, but what we gonna do? And I got cool as fuck on his ass. I was like,
nigga!
Because I was about to get emotional. I was about to just, you know what I'm saying, do what the dude in GameStop did. Because that's how I felt.
Right.
But I had to calm it down. And then I didn't know what else to do. I just leaned into the nigga like, I heard you. I know what your policy is, man. But what we going to do?
Right. Now, what he hit you with, let's find out.
He hit me with the, I'll refund it to you.
Uh-huh.
Without the fee. But then on the caveat, I was like, thank you. Then he hit me with some shit like I should be more appreciative of him.
That's and he what
was,
he gonna say.
He was like, you know what I'm saying? He hit me, I forget what the fuck he said, but then on the way out the door, he hit me. He got the last word on my ass. He was like, but it's gonna take 10 days. I'm like, you bitch ass nigga. But then I turned back to him. I'm like, all good.
I see you.
Because he was like, you know what I'm saying? But this is an Escalade. I'm like, nigga, I could get an Escalade any motherfucker. I could go to Hertz and get an Escalade.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're not going to fucking charge me
$1,000. That's hilarious.
So I took my ass to Hertz and got a motherfucking truck and got the fuck out of there. But Woo. I was so hot. You know, then I wanted to write all these letters and shit, but then I was like, fuck Sixth. I ain't going back to the ass no more. And you know what I'm saying? You know, and as a member of the, you know, podcast community, I wouldn't advise you to go.
Ooh. That's crazy.
My Yelp review is fucked up.
Coincidentally, this podcast is sponsored by Sixth.
Shit.
Nah, any fucking way. Man, speaking of rental cars and all types of shit, where you going to be this week?
I'm going to be at the turkey spot. I'm going to be in my house eating I'm going to eat leftovers at the crib, collard greens, turkey. I'm debating. I usually get a turkey and a fried turkey.
Okay.
Ooh. But I'm thinking heart healthy, trying to be heart conscious.
Smart.
You know what I'm saying? So I might not do the fried turkey this year.
I've never had a fried turkey still.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like crack.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay. Can we manage the expectations? Because the turkey expectations is pretty low. Where does fried, now, because we're getting fried. Mm-hmm. Where does fried turkey compete with fried chicken?
See, I don't, oh, nah, nah, ain't nothing.
It's not even the same category?
It's not even the same thing. Right, it don't have no batter on it. It ain't got, you know what I'm saying?
It's different.
Yeah, it's like, it's what I would imagine, because I never ate pork.
Mm.
But you know how people be eating pork rinds?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So it's the skin.
I could imagine that's what it would be akin to.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The skin of the fried turkey.
Gotcha.
Especially like around the corners where the little wing got the little, you know, where the wing meet the rest of the body.
Yeah.
The edge of the motherfucking turkey leg around the ends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The little shit that be done fell off in the pan. You end up just eating that shit and grease all over your face.
Oh,
face. Pores clogged and shit. But this should be good as fuck.
That's where you going to be.
But you can catch me on the gram at Mr. Muhammad, on Twitter at Mr. Muhammad.
That's what's
you know
up.
What I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that be hitting me up. You know what I'm saying? Fucking with me every week after the show. I'm saying appreciate everybody that commented on the new artwork for the podcast.
Yes.
And shit, you know, until next week, I'll be out in Eastboro.
There you go. Tonight I'm on True TV. Comedy Knockout, 11 p.m. True TV. Also, if you in New York City, I'm doing shows. I'm at Too Many Cooks at Lucky Jack's and also at Better Days tonight if you in these streets. And if you in these streets on Friday, I'm at Eastville Comedy Club. And I'll be there on a good Saturday and Sunday. So fuck with me. And until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in a conversation.
See ya.
We out.
Conversation.